about how crazy the world around us is. You can think back in the past to how things once were. Going back to Ignatius. Ignatius, who was a soldier in his time. This is all the way back in the 1500s. Ignatius loved being a soldier. Loved going out. He loved fighting people. And one day, something happened. Ignatius ran into an issue and hurt himself, hurt his legs. And it was going to take a really long time for him to heal. And again, think back on when this was, back in the 1500s. Now, it's not like today. You get a cast on, you know, may recover after a month or two. Now, this was a long time for recovery. And Ignatius was a little bit bored. In the days before technology and smartphones and tablets. And he wanted something to read. And Ignatius, as one would expect from a soldier who loved fighting, he also loved to read about knights, loved to read about chivalry, loved to read about people doing similar things to what he was doing. And instead, what he got was something completely different. The books that were available to him were those about the lives of the saints. This is all he had, so this is what he went with. And what he found was something infinitely better than what he was expecting, than what he really wanted in the first place. This led to Ignatius giving up his role as a soldier. Instead, Ignatius went on to do something different. He embraced what God had to say. He embraced the love that God calls us to. And because of that, he went on to try to help others, to live a life of poverty, to serve those that God would have him serve. And he did this by forming one of the great monastic orders that is still around today, the Order of the Jesuits. Ignatius put his old life behind him. From this point on, he studied war no more, as we hear in the scriptures. And in putting his old life behind him, Ignatius was trying to live into the humility that Jesus calls us to live into. He tried to live into the very humility that Jesus calls us to tonight in the commandment, the mandate, the very thing that our night we celebrate today, Maundy Thursday, Maundy for mandate, comes from. Jesus' call to his disciples to love one another. As Jesus says to them, just as I have loved you, so you must love one another. This commandment Jesus gives is what this night is all about. It also has a particular meaning for our parish here. That call that Jesus gives, that commandment, that mandate to love one another. The very next chapter after our reading, Jesus re-emphasizes this, talks again about this love, and tells his disciples if they can show this love, if they can love one another, well, then Jesus will send to them, in his words, another paraclete, even the Spirit of Truth. Now, this word paraclete has been translated as many different words over time. It's been rendered as helper, as advocate, as counselor. It's also been translated as comforter. Now, comforter is a word that actually fits Jesus very well. Jesus, as we can see when it's daylight again in one of our stained glass windows in the very back here, Jesus asked for the children, greeted them, asked for them to come to him, acted as a comforter to them. A lot of what Jesus did was to go out and heal others. Another way that he is a comforter to many. Jesus even reached out to Samaritans and Gentiles even. People that his own Jewish brethren would have looked down on, would not have tried to help. Now, as a comforter, Jesus tells us that he is sending another comforter to us, that comforter being the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is coming to dwell with the disciples, to dwell with each and every one of us, to be with us always. That is what Jesus is sending. If only we will live into that commandment, if only we will love one another, just as Jesus has loved us. The Spirit comes into our lives and transforms us. It makes us capable and able to live into that love that Jesus calls us to live into. So if we'll listen to that command, we'll listen to the words that Jesus has to say, then that Spirit will be with us to help us continue to do that work, to live into the commandment that Jesus has called us to live into. We cannot separate our receiving the Holy Spirit from Jesus' command, the command that this day we celebrate is all about. This is the same commandment that Jesus called his disciples to live into. It's the same commandment that Ignatius completely changed his life to live into as well. All of us here, all Christians are called to live into this commandment as well, to live into these words that Jesus has given us. And we, as the Church of the Holy Comforter, have a special call to live into that commandment, that Holy Comforter, that other comforter that Jesus is sending to us, the Holy Spirit, even. Being named such, we are called to be a comfort to others as well. We are called especially to live into the command that Jesus gives all his disciples, to give all those who would follow him, to love one another as Jesus has loved us. And the good news for all of us is that as we strive our way forward, as we try our best to live into the command that Jesus gave to us, we have that Spirit with us, that helper, that counselor, that advocate, that comforter. We have that Spirit with us to help us continue to live into that command, to help us continue to live into Jesus' words, to help us love one another just as Jesus loved us.